We are learning Masechta Shivamis, Daf Samach Aleph Omer Beis, and we are beginning seven lines from the top, beginning of a line. Tanya, learn to the Braisa. Eliezer Eimer, Koyin Loise Es Akatana. A Koyin should not marry a Katana. Now, why not? What's Peshat in this Tana, Rabbi Eliezer? Omer Le Rav Chisda Le Rabba, Poik Ayin Ba, Goma Ayin in this Braisa, the Le'orta, because in the evening, when we go to Beis Medrash, Boyer Lo Rav Huna Midach. Rav Huna is going to ask you, what's Peshat in the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer that says that Koyin can't marry a Katana? Nofak Ayimba Rab Eliezer. Nofak Ayimba. So Rabba went there with my ayin, and he said like this, must be like this. Rabbi Eliezer Savala Karabi Meir, Visavala Karabi Yehuda, which means he holds like Rabbi Meir who's Chayish from Yuta. And therefore Chayish maybe this Ktano will be an islandess. And if she's an islandess, then we hold like Rabbi Yehuda that a Kayin can marry an islandess. So he holds like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, that's Rabbi Eliezer why Kayin should not marry a Ketana, because she might end up being an islandess. And therefore, she's going to be a Zayna, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So if holding both these Shitas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, that's Pshat and Rabbi Eliezer. Zok the Gemara, it can't be. Rabbi's Pshat is not a good Pshat. Why? I'll show you clearly that he's not that Rabbi Eliezer is not Chayish to Yehuda. He was not like Rabbi Meir. But Tayyun to the Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Koton v'ktanho l'choltzim lem yavim. That means in a case where there's Yibum, there's nothing to do with a Kayin, it's to do with Yibum. In a case where the Koton is a Yavam, or a case where a Ketana is the Yavama, the halach is you don't do Chalitza or Yibum. Divrei Rav Meir. Which means, if, for example, if Reuven dies and his brother Shimon's a Koton, Shimon does not do Chalitza Yibum, that's why he becomes a Gadol. The same thing, if Reuven dies and his wife is a Ketana, Shimon who's a Gadol in that case won't do Chalitza Yibum either. So, Omer Lo Rav Meir. Yofa Amarta Shein Chaltzim. I understand why you say that a Koton or Ketana should not do Chalitza. Why? Ish Ksiva Parasha. In the Parasha of Chalitza, it says Ish. The Pasuk says, Lo Yachboi Tse Ish Lo Kachas Yisivim. This is Ish. Ish Ksiva Parasha. So not a Ketana. Makshina Ish Alish. In the same Pasuk, it says Yivim. So it says a Hekish Ish Alish. Therefore, we know there's no Chalitza by a Koton or a Ketana. But Yibim, why not? El my time, Emi Yavim, why can't I do Yibim? Omalei, so I may explain what's his shita. Koton shamim tzasaris. A koton worried maybe he'll be a saris, which means he can't give birth to children, and therefore he can't do yibum because there's the hak of shem achiv. You have to stand at the name of your brother. You have to be able to have children. And katana shem tzalanis. And also, it's not a kosher for yibum. But nimtz a pagan baravan, and that's a erva. Then eshach shloimak a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah yibum, there's a erva. So therefore, Omalei says, you know why you can't do yibum by koton and katana? Chalitza we understand because it says ish. But Kata Ketana can't do Yibum because maybe he'll be a Saras or she will be a Ionis. V'Ketanya, we'll look at Braisa. Ketana Mishai Vemes V'Enu Chaletzes, the Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is not like that. Well, hold a Ketana, you could do Yibum. There's no Chalitza because he agrees to the Joshua. There's no Chalitza. It happens to be Rashi, there's Lashon, that which means the same Joshua, L'chayra. It means that's this Hekesh Ishul Ish. But you could do Yibum. Rashi says Av Misa Yemes V'Tigdal Etzloy V'Skar Mitz Yibum. And Rashi also a little bit problematic. He says V'Tigdal Etzloy L'Chayra. He holds Yibum works even when they're Ketana. L'Chayra is the king of Ketana. It's Yibum. So the Aras HaMelech talks about it. It just means he's saying that you're not going to become the mitzvah shleim until she becomes a gadol. But like upon him, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're allowed to do Yibum by Ketana. You're not worried maybe to be an island to be Avera. So number one, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold a Gram Meir, and he also doesn't hold a Gram Yehuda. Uk Rabbi Yehuda Misavala. Does he hold a Gram Yehuda? But Tainu into the Braisa, it's a long Braisa of what exactly is a Zayna that is Aser to a Kayin. Now, we have a bunch of different Shitas coming up of what's the Shita, what's the Din of a Zayna. And we'll see, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Alamas of a Zayna. We're going to show clearly that Rabbi Eliezer is not holding that. We're giving me some love. I tell him to the Braisa, Zayna, what's meant? Zayna Kishma. Zayna means like the sounding of the word, which means someone who strays from the path. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, which means what? Rashi explains, it means that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the only time someone's a Zayna, only an Eishes Ish, someone who's married, an Isha who's married, and she's unfaithful, that's called a Zayna. He's the most makel exactly what's called a Zayna. That's what we call a Zayna. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Kiva Yimei, Zayna is Mufkeres. Zayna is someone who's Mufkeres Chol Adam, which means even Isha Penuya, but if she is Mafker herself to everyone, she's called a Zayna. One time would not be called a Zayna, but a bunch of times she's Mafker herself, she's called a Zayna. And Masmechar, so Rabbi Philoholach Bailash Koisa, even this case, where it's her own husband, the husband went, is going up to Yerushalayim to give her Meisaita because she was a suffering Mazana. So, Halach Baal Ashkoisa, Baal Avaderach, Asa Azoina. The halach is, she became a Zoina from this bia asura. Because halacha is when you make someone into a saita, she's also to her husband. Here, if the husband was baala on the way, she becomes a zayna. So he says, even if it's the husband, even if it's only chayv alavin, she becomes a zayna just from that. Agav, the Rekega has a big problem over here. Like, what's in a geya? She's anyway a zayna as asa because she's a saita. I can tell me the case was that she drank and she turned out she was menukam avoin, and that's where it's negeya that if he's baal abaderech that she's a zayna. That's not true because they wouldn't give her to drink if she's baal abaderech. The Rekega blames fair with the shita. What's exactly the case? Rabbi Yehuda imer zayna zu ailness. Like we had in our Mishnah, zayna is ailness. Like we had in our Mishnah. Rab Alozo Aimer, a ponui abal pnuya shloisim Yisrael zayinde. Even a ponui abal pnuya. So we have over here a bunch of shittas, and Rabbi Eliezer is not like Rabbi Yehuda. We have here Rabbi Eliezer says dafka eish shish. That's number one. Rekiva says that's number two is zayinde zum lefkeres. Mas Mechara says even if you bought love derech by the husband is bought and his wife on the way bring up to be a saita. That's number three. Number four pshas Rabbi Yehuda says zayinde alnes. Chum say zayinde zol legiyeres and shukeres and vazvus nus. And Rabbi Eliezer says even ponui abal pnuya is number six. The six different tanoim. Bakaponim. Rabbi Eliezer is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So now we're back. Shver, what exactly is pshat in Rabbi Eliezer who says that a kain came erek tana? We said it's because he holds a grammei a chayas shemuta, and maybe it should be an alanis, and he holds alanis as a zayna. We don't hold like either one. Rabbi Eliezer holds all either ones. That can't be pshat in Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara, Elom Rav Adaba Hava, I'll tell you pshat in Rabbi Eliezer. Hocho, he means he's a kain gadol askinan. He says that a kain gadol is not a merek tana. So the Gemara explains. What's pshat? Because la'im is kani lo. When are you kaina this isha lichi gadla? Only after she's a god already. And by that time, buli she's a bula, and therefore you're not like merik tana because the king's only when she gets a gadla. By that time, she's a bula. Therefore, kani gadla can have merik tana. Check tomorrow, fake tomorrow. What are we talking about? Amar Rava mekali leiv, which means someone who's like destroys the seichel. Eid the kitchavu, if the father is Makadashur, and he's shaitu the Kanala, then Taka, she's nicknamed to him, midarais, a real Kenyan, to Kangala for when she's Maktana, then it's her Isha, it's his Ishta, it's his wife, there's no problem of Ba'ula. Eid the kitchavu, she's Makadash herself, Harabi Liazi, Veloy Rabbanon. And if the case was that she's Makadash herself to him, that was the case. So then you're telling me Dafka Rabbi Yezah holds, and not the Rabbanon, everyone holds. It's Mashmah. Rabbi Yezah says they can't marry a Ketana. What do you mean? If you marry a Ketana without Kedushin, everyone agrees that's us at the Kohen Gadol to marry. Since when she was a Ketana, there was no Taikif to that Kedushin. There's no Chalois. Therefore, everyone agrees that when she gets older and the Kedushin's Chal, she'll be a Ba'ula and be Aser. That's not even a Chiddush. It sounds like it's the only Rabbi Yezah sheet, it's not Rabbanon. So it can't be Rabbi Yezah saying a Kohen Gadol is Aser to a Ketana who didn't have the Falak of Kedushin. That's a Kuliyam. It's not Rabbi Yezah Rabbanon. Elam Rava a different pshat. So Rava says this can't be pshat. Elam Rava loyel mekayin hedit v'chashina on shema tispata alav. See, it doesn't mean the kohen hedit cannot marry a ketana. Why not? Because they're worried that she will get convinced by someone else to mezana with them, and she'll be mezana on him. She'll be unfaithful to him. Break the Gemara, Yochi Yisrael Nami. If that's the chash, she shouldn't marry a ketana because she's very gullible, and someone else will boil her. So then, even though Yisrael should not marry a ketana. So tomorrow, no, because petuya ketana oinesu. If someone convinces the ketana, it's considered an oines. And oines be Yisrael mishashari. And oines to a husband of Yisrael's mutter. Therefore, it's not a big chash because lemaisa, the if it's a maisa oines, it won't be usher to the Yisrael. The eishes shor will not be usher to him. Therefore, we didn't make a gzera. Masha inkein eishes koyin. If she's nespata, and even though it's oines, she'll be usher to her husband. And therefore, we say do not marry a ketana. That's pshat. Rav Eliezer says do not marry a ketana. So that's one pshat. Final pshat. Rav Eliezer. Where's another pshat? Rapapa amar nochab pshat. Rapapa says we're talking about kohen gadol. And what's pshat? The problem was that we said that if it's kohen gadol, if the father gave kedushin, what's the problem? And if it was a kedusha atzma, then everyone agrees. What's the case? Kohen gadol. Vahai tanu. And this following tanu to the brisa. It says in the pasuk that a kohen gadol has to take basula ma'am of yikach isha. That's lashon of the pasuk. Basula, he has to take a basula. And this price of darshan, this town of darshans, yochol ketana. Maybe you think even a ketana is a psula is mutter to kohen gadol. Tamaloy mar isha. It says lashon yikach isha. So isha, if it's isha, yochol begeres tamaloy basula. Okay, it's that because begeres is not a full basula. Okay, it's that yotz mechal kanas According to this man, the Omar, a kohen gadol is only allowed to marry a naira, which is from 12 years old until 12 and a half. The 6 months window, you have to marry this, you have to have find the isha was only in this 6 months period with 12 and 12 and a half. That's the only time a kohen gadol, the only type of a woman a kohen gadol can marry. Again, it's good to speak out, by the way, that he's saying it's a pella, like the kohen gadol has no one to marry. A kohen gadol is 70 years old, marrying a little girl. The kohen gadol usually was married from before he became a kohen gadol, and he doesn't have to divorce his wife. So usually he had a wife. It's only going on a case where he didn't have a wife. If he didn't have a wife, then the only time he can marry, according to this man, the Yama, the only one he can marry is this naira, only a naira. And that's why, that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Cannot marry a ketana, because the kohen gadol can marry a ketana, because it's exeris akasav. It says isha, and it says besula. It teaches it has to be a naira. Rav Nachman Yitzchak is very similar. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Amar, hai tanu. This Rabbi Eliezer is this tana, the tana of the Raisa, besula. Ain besula ella naira. Besula means naira. Lechein Rema, it says in the pasuk, "Va'naira tavis ma'ara ma'oid besula." This pasuk is talking about Rivka, and it says, "Naira tavis ma'ara besula." It's mashma besula is dafka b'shas when she's a naira. That's it. That's what we're saying over here. Dafka is similar b'shas, a different drasha. Learn from the pasuk by Rivka that it has to be dafka a naira. That means the kohen gadol has to marry dafka a naira, not a ketana. That's the b'shas. The problem with this b'shas is, it says over here, talking about Rivka, when Rivka came to the well, it says, "Va'naira." The problem is, we know that Rivka was 3 years old at that time. From the Medrash says that she was born at the time of the Akeda, when Yitzchak was 37. When he was 40, he married her. She was 3 years old. And here it's Mashma, she was 12 years old. So Taisus asks his kasha. Taisus the Masal Vachin, the third Taisus on the Amid says, Tema, the Hakam asks Rivka Nairoi, so we say the Olam, Tanya, Behedia, Shoyz, about Shalish. Then Tosfos goes through the discussion. Tosfos then says, "V'tzarich leimah the medrasha is chalukim zalzed." Like it's a medrasha. According to the Gemara in Yevamos, she was 12 years old. When the Rebbe says he's 3 years old, you say, "What do I?" Tosfos Yevamos died from the Gemara. She was 12. So that's another pshat in Rabbi Eliezer. It's good by the pasuk from Rivka. So far we have three pshatim. One pshat is we're talking about any kohen. The reason is because she might be mezana and pitu ketana einasu. That's just only to get a kohen, not a eshes Yisrael. And then we have two other pshatim that bring from psukim that a kohen gadol has to marry. It's not a kohen gadol; he has to be married dafka naira, not a ketana, not a begeris. The Gemara ends off. That's three pshatim we have in the Gemara. The Gemara ends off with the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar, I'm a ponder about pnuyah shayshavishus asal zayna. Om Rav Amram ain halacha k'Rabbi Lazar. We don't paskin like Rabbi Lazar. So the Gemara writes: since the last mishnah discussed period rivia, we are going to continue now. And this is talking about a person's mitzvah. The first mitzvah in the Torah of Pirya v'Rivya. Zok the Mishnah. Lo yibotl odom me'Pirya v'Rivya, ela emkein yesh loy banim. He only can stop being mekayim the mitzvah of Pru or Revu only if he has children ready. What is called having children? It's mechalikas. B'sham yimrim shnei zecharim. He has to have two sons. Two sons. V'sil lo yimrim zachar v'nakeva. Shnei zachar v'nakeva barim. Zachar v'nakeva barim. And it's not clear if a fi beis shamai, if let's say you had a girl and a boy, that enough. Is Bishami like a chumri, you have to have dafka two boys? Or it's a kula? So Rashi says over here, it's going on the Gemara, but Bishami says charam, Rashi says, I have a loy zachar v'nekeva. The way we have a girsa, zachar v'nekeva is no good. It's a big machloikis, it's a big nidin. What's Bishami Bishami? Bishami says two zacharam, maybe dafka two zacharam. It still says a zachar v'nekeva. Now, the Gemara, we're like the first line in the Mishnah. The first line in the Mishnah says, you shouldn't be mevatel piri of you, only if you have bonim. But if you have bonim, you could be mevatel. Zok the Gemara, yes lay banim, me peri of your bottle, me ish lay bottle. It's mashma, you can mevato from pru revu, but you still have to be married. You still have to be married. Just you don't have to have children, but you have to be married. Meseyel, it's a raya, hashita of Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel. Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel. The Amar Avapish, yes lay odom kama banim, it's a raya to Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel that says, even though a person has plenty of children, also the lamala isha, you should not be without a wife. You have to have a wife. It's not good for a person to be alone. And what's the reason for this? So some of the Rishonim, the Rambam, Hilchos Isha says, the reason is, you have to have a wife in order to protect you from Irurim. That's the reason. That's the reason. And the Ramban is Mesupik, if it's Isser, this Isser, to be without a wife, is it Minat Torah or Midr Rabbanim? And the Rambam is Loshem Mitzvah Zechom, which sounds like it's a Mitzvah Derabbanon. But either way, according to this man, the Yoma, bring a Raya from the Pasuk, bring a Raya from the Mishnah over here, you have to have a wife, even if you had children already. There's two dinim. One din to have a wife, another din to do Peru Revu. Once you can't Peru Revu, you don't have to make a Peru Revu, you have to have a wife. V'ikad Amri, some make a different diak. You see, the first diak is, Rashi explains, that the diak is, because it says, It doesn't say lo yivata adam beisha. It says lo yivata adam beper rivya. But zmash beisha, you have to have. That's the dig in the first place. It's like Tosfos brings down. You want to see a short version. Tosfos in Rashi beisha says per shkodesh like tani lo yivata beisha. The Ikadamri has different dig. Ikadamri ha yesh lebanim bata per rivya u bata nam beisha yivata osav beisha. Namely, after the Rav Nachman Shmuel, it's a kasha of Nachman Shmuel said you have to have a wife. So what's the diak over here? Zok Taisvis, the kedamri miisha bato lahay lishna daik with loik ton leisa adam isha sheinah bas banim elam ken yeshle banim. Don't say leisa adam isha sheinah bas banim. Don't say anything about the isha. It's mashma that you don't have to have a wife either for this. Where's it? No, loy. Ein loy banim noisei isha bas banim yeshle ban noisei isha lavas banim. The Mishnah is not a diak. And the Mishnah Taka means that. The Mishnah says, Levato Peririvya means, like, okay, Shabbat means, how you marry a wife. If you have children, you can marry a wife who can't have children. If you don't have children, you have to marry a wife that could have children. And the Gemara says, Nafgamina, which is a little bit shvet. Taisa says, means, besides the Nafgamina, who you can marry, there's another Nafgamina. Nafgamina, Limker, Sefer, Tervish, Vil, Bonim. Another Nafgamina is like this. If you have children ready, not Machuyiv to, or it's Asher. If you have children ready, it's Asher for you to sell Sefer Torah to get a wife. But if you don't have children, it's mutter to sell a sefer Torah in order to have children, and therefore that's a nafkamina if you're a kayim or not. And not a nafkamina obviously is if you can marry a wife who can't have children. That's Tosfos' first pshat. Tosfos' other pshatim also. Back upon him, what comes out, just to recap over here, is that there's two diukim, but either way, the Gemara came out that there's a shita of the shita of Rav Nachman and Shmuel, that even though you have a lot of children and you have a chuyif approval, Lamai says also lam leisha shnei leitavi yisrael levade. And I want to point out that tomorrow's daf and daf samach beis, we'll see that there is a man diyama that holds that even after you have children, your kain peruvu is still a mitzvah to have more children. Alz be'erav atana chidecha. We will see him at Hashem on daf samach beis and beis. But that's what comes out so far from our sugya. And the next gemara we'll discuss the machlokes by Shammai Basil of what's the minimum amount of children you have in order to mekayim the mitzvah of pru uruvu.